The next concert coming up with Handel Choir of Baltimore will be on Saturday, April the 29th at 8 p.m. This will be at Second Presbyterian on St. Paul Street. And it's such a pleasure to have in the WBJC studio the conductor and music director of the Handel Choir, Ariane Caffey. It's lovely to have you back. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I know the way that you approach programs is always with a great deal of thought, so that it's not just one work that follows another work. So what was the rationale behind putting together this Soul Seeds program?
So this year with Handel Choir has been a departure from our typical style. We have tried to explore new music, music of the 21st century, music written in the last 5 years. This concert, I tried to capture American composers who were writing now, mostly. Samuel Barber was writing then. But I wanted to also explore texts that hadn't really gotten much attention or were quite new or quite novel to be set to choral music. And so we fabricated this idea of soul seeds, so texts that really spoke to the composer in a unique way that they could not help but set this down to music.
Let's talk about Barber then and the work that you're doing of his.
So the Reincarnations is Barber's setting of three poems, Mary Hines, Anthony O'Daly, and The Coolin. The concept behind the piece is poet James Stevens, who wanted to create a collection of poems that harkened back to the great Irish poetry of the past. And not only the great Irish poets of the past, but the types of themes and the types of heroic tropes that they would be writing on. And so Stevens reincarnated these poets from the past. And so then we have this setting called Reincarnations. It's not what you might think it's actually about. And the movements are beautiful. They are distinctive. This work is one of my favorite that we're doing. Just the sheer different sounds and textures and harmonies. And we go from this fast, sprightly, exuberant expression of sort of buoyant love to this long, wailing, drawn out, obsessive movement in Anthony O'Daly to this absolutely serene, deeply intimate moment between two people with The Coolin. So it's quite a journey, this piece.
So you're taking writings then from the Hebrew alphabet, the Gaelic poetry, American spirituals. Tell me about some of the ways that musicians use music to interpret the words in actual terms.
Composer Judd Greenstein, for example, his work Lamenting, he very much wanted to use what Palestrina had done and use that as a scaffolding for his work and his commentary on the destruction of Jerusalem, his commentary on the Book of Lamentations. And we hear this deeply mournful plight all the way throughout this piece, this sort of incessant reimagining of the Hebrew alphabet as it underscores Palestrina's own work. And so you really hear Judd's voice and his comments and his connection to this text come out.
This is such an inventive program. It's called Soul Seeds. It's being presented by the Handel Choir of Baltimore. And this is at Second Presbyterian Church, 4200 St. Paul Street, on Saturday, April the 29th at 8 p.m. More details at handelchoir.org. As always, such a pleasure to speak to their conductor and music director, Ariane Caffey. Handel Choir of Baltimore coming up on the 29th. Thank you so much.
Excited about the program and excited to be here. Thank you, Judith.